This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But everything else costs more. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system that brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR onto one platform. It reduces IT costs, and over 37,000 companies have already made the move. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Hey, pet parents. Have you heard of Just Food for Dogs? Since 2010, we've been helping dogs everywhere live healthier, longer lives through the power of fresh, whole food nutrition. Our meals are formulated by an in-house team of veterinarians, and we only use human-grade meats and veggies with zero preservatives. After transitioning to Just Food for Dogs, pet parents report seeing more energy, firmer stools, improved health, and even longer lives. Give us 2 weeks, and we'll change your dog's life forever. Visit justfoodfordogs.com/mobile and save 10% on your first purchase.
Let's go!
You want NFL experience? Then this is the show for you. This is Up on Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plaxico Burress.
Did you hear that? LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress?
It's a show with three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. And now, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
All right, welcome to the show, everyone. You're listening to Up on Game, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress. We got our guys in the back. We got Ryan. What up, Ryan? Sam Dog. Who's on our trending? Is it Ralphie or is it Big Swolio? We got David G back there. What up, Dave? All right. So we got a big show for you guys in store today. Some big stories. Scottie Pippen is still blowing darts out there. We don't know if it's the... We don't know if it's to sell the books or if it's to set the record straight. We will eventually set the record straight on that. You don't want to hear about that. Nine NFL players returning from injury, fellas. That's going to be a great conversation. Who do you want to see the most on that list? We'll get to that. We're going to have call topics, so that should be a lot of fun. And this first topic, and by the way, we appreciate all the support. If you want to download, if you miss any segments of this amazing show from week to week, make sure you go download the podcast wherever it is you get your podcast that you listen to. It's Up on Game. Leave a star rating. Leave a comment. You know, we appreciate that. And shouts out to all our affiliates. We got a ton of affiliates out there that show us a lot of support and play our programming when they could be playing someone else, but they choose to play us. Thank you very much. All right. Without further ado, TJ and Plex, we got to jump into a heavy one right here. This is a heavy conversation. This is one that has it's a part of the culture. It's a part of of the world. It's just, it is what it is, but it's a topic that continues to pop up and becomes headline news. Shakari Richardson, the phenom, the track phenom out of LSU, she became almost, in a way, a megastar instantly overnight with her performance at the Olympic trials in the 100 meters. Comes out that she tested positive. At first, they wanted to say it was a performance-enhancing drug. And then it comes out later that, you know, everybody has their word for it. I call it weed. So if y'all want to say pot or grass or cannabis, I think those are corny names for it, y'all. But she popped for weed. And before I get y'all's opinions on it, here's Shakari's take on what took place.
I want to take responsibility for my actions. I know what I did. I know what I'm supposed to do. And I still made that decision, but not making an excuse or looking for any empathy in my case. Right now, I'm just putting all of my time and energy into dealing with what I need to deal with to heal myself. So if I'm allowed to receive that blessing, then I'm grateful for it. But if not right now, I'm going to just focus on myself. I would like to say to my fans and my family, to my sponsorship, to the haters too, I apologize as much as I'm disappointed. I know that when I submit a track, I don't represent myself. I represent a community that has shown me great support, great love. And to y'all, I failed y'all. And so I apologize for the fact that I didn't know how to control my emotions or deal with my emotions during that time.
Now, before y'all comment on this, and I know you both will have some very, very interesting feedback on this, one of our cohorts, one of our colleagues, Doug Gottlieb, had some very, very candid and very straight to the point assessments of the situation. So before we go in on this, let's hear Doug's take on it.
But we have rules for a reason. Marijuana is banned during in-competition periods, which are defined beginning 11:59 p.m. on the day before a competition and ending at the conclusion. Athletes may have up to 150 nanograms per milliliter of THC, the main psychoactive substance in marijuana, without causing a positive test. You can even smoke weed. You just can't smoke weed that close to your event. And just don't smoke, you know, you can't do the Cheech and Chong it right before a big event. That appears to be what she's done. I don't know how many nanograms it is, and I don't care. You know what the best way to not test positive for marijuana is? You guys aware of this? Listen, if you don't know, I got the secret here, okay? Don't smoke weed. That's it. Like 3 months before, 6 months before, you're like, I'm going to make the Olympics. They're going to test me. I'm giving up smoking weed. Because no one tests positive for that amount of weed in their system the first time they've ever smoked. So it stinks for our Olympic team, but it's the same as the Reggie Bush. It's the same as so many other athletes. It's the same in society. Don't complain about the rule after you've gotten caught violating the rule, regardless of the level of intelligence of that rule.
All right, that was Doug Gottlieb on his show earlier this week. TJ Plex, have at it. Who wants Plex, it first?
Plex, you want to go first, brother?
Yeah, man, you know, first of all, I didn't even know that you could test positive for marijuana anymore. So I guess that was something new that was brought to my attention. And this whole thing concerning the weed thing, you know, with the whole decriminalization of everything that's going on and being able to smoke weed recreationally in 19 states across America, and you can do it freely. So for her, this is a bad thing that it happened and the time that it did. And for her, I don't even understand why she's apologizing. She has nothing to apologize for. Mm. So that's what I don't understand. Why is she apologizing? She doesn't owe an explanation to anybody. It's unfortunate that the the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency just made this decision independently and choose to suspend her. But for her, she doesn't owe anybody an apology, and I don't even know why she apologized for
it. Does that sound like a hidden agenda? Do you believe there's a hidden agenda in what you're saying right now? Because it sounds like there's a hidden agenda that, from your perspective.
Of course it is. I think that the policy and everything that she got hit with, it's a little bit of racism involved in it. You know, she came out and jumped on the scene basically overnight, and then she jumps on the TV and she says things like, yo, listen, I just want to bring to everybody's attention that I'm that girl. So she came out kind of raw and, you know, really not humble about anything as far as she's concerned, as far as running. And I think with the whole weed thing testing positive, I think that kind of hurt her in the end.
Man, listen, for me, and let me preface this before, for people that are listening, I've never done a drug in my life. I've never smoked anything. I don't drink. And so I don't do those type of things. And the guys that do and the girls that do, that's their problem. I grew up in a terrible environment, so I never wanted to do a drug in my life. But these archaic rules, man, this is stupid. It's stupid. They're going to suspend this young lady for 30 days. Like, come on, man. Her first Olympic game, she's 21. So now you got to say, oh, you wait 4 years. You can run again at 25. You know how much can change in 4 years in her performance? Marijuana is legal in 19 states, like Plaque said. And matter of fact, the state she was in, Oregon, it's actually legal to smoke weed, but it's illegal to smoke weed in her sport that she plays, the IOC, the International Olympic Committee. They need to change the rule. The same way the NCAA had these archaic rules, and now they have egg on their face because all these players are capitalizing off of themselves after being told that the rule of amateurism, you weren't allowed to for so many years, they need to right a wrong immediately. You don't take someone's and I get what Doug is saying, don't smoke weed. Well, Doug, you've done things you shouldn't have done, as have I and LeVar and Plex. And sometimes you get caught and sometimes you don't. Yeah, did she know she shouldn't smoke weed? Of course she knew it. And that's why she apologized. But the point is, the outlook on weed and marijuana, the way it is today, is completely different than it was years ago. They need to right or wrong immediately and let this young lady run. This is stupid. They know it's stupid. Do something about it.
All right, so I'm going to say this. A rule is a rule. And while I'll agree with some of the things that you guys are saying, I will vehemently disagree that she doesn't owe an apology. She does owe an apology. She owes an apology to everyone who has assisted her along the way, because no one is an island on the journey to success. We all know that. There has been someone there that has sacrificed, whether it was her being upset for her mother passing away, that may have sacrificed. She spoke very, very highly of her grandmother and ran up there and hugged her grandmom. There have been plenty of people that have been a part of her life that in a moment that you should have been thinking about what the rules were as it applies to your future, you did not err on the side of caution. You lived in what I would call and I would label as a selfish moment. And no matter how you categorize it, you still were selfish in that moment because you had so much riding on what your performance was. Again, if you didn't become the celebrity and the sensation that you became when you won that race and they were comparing you to FloJo and all her style and her class and her charisma, and for that to come crumbling down as quickly as it did over weed, like, I disagree. I think you do owe an apology. You first owe an apology to yourself because you let yourself down. Secondly,
well, LeVar, you have to agree. Dude.
No. Hold on. Let me finish.
Come on, man.
Let me finish the thought. Let me finish my thought. You do owe an apology to those who were a part of what you have going on. whether we look at weed as a recreational drug that is available and legal to use at this point in time, you still have to pay attention to what the rules are. We always look at what happens. We look at the end result and we base what we think off of the end result, but we don't take a good hard look at what led to what the end result was. If we look at before it happened, if she had took all of those thought processes in her apology and thought about those things and said those things to herself.
Who does that at the age of 21? LeVar, like you got – who? Nobody – when you do impulsive decisions, they're impulsive.
True.
It's not like you sit there and think about it. You just make a snap decision.
I'm not condemning her, and I'm not, and I'm certainly not judging her.
It sounds like you are.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not. It's not, because
you can't say that, and then what you're saying is not matching.
It does match, and I'm gonna tell you why it matches. I'm gonna tell you why it does match. For the mistake that she's made in real time, right now, that's costed her the opportunity to be able to run in a track meet. In the end. The reason why I'm saying what I'm saying is because the not condemning her is saying learn from this. Learn from it. There is if somebody is going to jail based off of an action and we don't believe that they should do that time for that action, they're still going to do that time. I could care less about her winning a race. I want her to live a healthy, productive, happy life. So if in this moment the lesson
so
is to say you should
like- –
What
what are you saying? So she's not.
The point is that
she's
you broke
living
the
a
rule.
Life.
The point is don't, if you know what the rule is, don't break the rule.
But
that's the point.
Over time, has this not shown to be a terrible rule in all sports? And this is coming from somebody that's never smoked anything
but
in his
TJ,
life.
And I get what you're saying, but we're debating two different things right now. My point is,
you're debating a rule. I
100%
yes.
agree with what you're saying.
Okay.
I think it's a dumb rule. Y'all know I partake.
That's what TJ is saying.
I'm not being hypocritical. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is don't put yourself in a position where she's in right now.
But could you
Why would
back,
you put yourself in that
you
position?
Can you go back 20 when we're younger, we all do things and you really think I'm probably going to get away with this. Look in the NFL. Look how many guys' careers were cut short cuz they couldn't
Josh
stop
Gordon
smoking.
Josh Gordon is reapplying for in statement.
Hey, look at the whole Randy Gregory situation.
Yes.
Look at that situation.
Dude.
What are y'all saying? Are y'all trying to justify it because of them situations?
No, it's
like, the rule is the rule.
There's no justification for it. What we're saying is this. Where we are as a society, the rules need to be changed immediately. That's not a rule that should be a rule.
Okay, and if that's the case, then don't do it until the rule is changed.
But sometimes you do things you shouldn't do. I mean, that's
we,
part of being
everybody,
a human being.
We
all know
you
that's
said
part
that.
Of being
everybody,
a human.
Everybody, you've said that. We've all done things we shouldn't do. We all have.
Okay,
repeatedly.
And then
I'll probably do
her?
Something I shouldn't. I'm not supposed to do today.
Why suspend her 30 days? Technically, she can run on a 4x1 relay team. Why just a 30-day suspension? And I'm assuming they gave her a 30-day suspension so she wouldn't fight it. And
Listen, I don't know the details. All I know is the rule is the rule. And if you don't fall under the judgment of the rule, you don't have to worry about what the rule says. You don't have to worry about how long the rule suspends you for.
So this whole rule is basically been – it's all about what milligrams or certain THC.
Listen,
or
the rule was there before she smoked.
100%.
The rule was there before she smoked.
Over some milligrams is what we. Is it a performance enhancing drug?
I can't see how it would be. I mean, it's medicinal. If you ask me, it's medicinal, not for performance enhancing.
I mean, LeVar,
if it's not improving your performance, then I don't even see what.
But it's on the list. Listen up, everybody. You're hearing this debate.
It's on black and white.
Y'all hearing this debate? 877-996.
But because it's a rule, does it make it the right rule?
6369, that's 877-996-6369. Call in. We want to hear what you think. I think this is always going to be a touchy debate, fellas. I have kids. We all have kids. We all make mistakes. I understand that, and I agree that with what being said. But I also don't want to be visiting my kids in jail somewhere, or visiting them at a detention center, or them missing out on something that can change their lives, a dream fulfilled in life, because they had a weak moment based upon a rule that they knew was there. I don't want my kids living under the understanding or the thought process that it's okay to jack this thing up that way. And then it's kind of like, okay, that's all I'm saying.
But this is why they call it life.
Truth.
Yes.
It's a learning experience.
And it's a road of turns and peaks and valleys, ups and downs, twists and turns.
I could dig it. And I'm with it. So what do y'all think? Are y'all with it? What do y'all think? What's your take? You're listening to Up On.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike, and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Game. I'm LeVar Arrington. That's TJ Hushmanzada. That's Plexico Burris. We're going to take your calls on the other side of your on this break. We're also going to touch on, the NBA playoffs have taken. We now have a team that is going to be in the finals. We have a very heated contest series taking place with Milwaukee and Atlanta. We'll get to all those things and more on Up On Game. This is Fox Sports Radio. We'll
I like right the back. Music, DJ. I like it.
It's finally here, the big game, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 56, is giving new customers 56-1 odds on either team. Bet just $5 and get $280 in free bets if your team wins. Plus, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in New York. That means you can bet from almost one-third of the country. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New users sign up with code UPONGAME and get 56-1 odds on either team. Bet just $5 and get $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's code UPONGAME only at DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook. 21 plus minimum age and location requirements vary by jurisdiction. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full list of requirements and state-specific responsible gaming resources. Void where prohibited. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Tennessee, call or text in TN Redline 1-800-889-9789. In Connecticut, call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Hey guys, as former NFL players, we love to show support to our fellow players, whether we lined up alongside of them or went head-to-head with them each Sunday. Am I right? No doubt. Off the field and after our playing days is done, it's great to see so many NFL athletes doing great things outside of the game. Yeah, and that's why I love what the guys at Legends Brand are doing. Legends is an athlete-owned apparel brand based in Los Angeles, making premium performance apparel that fits the needs of the modern athlete. And the ownership group includes NFL stars past and present like Baker Mayfield, Willie McGinnis, Bradley Chubb, and Pro Bowl cornerbacks Mikey Davis and Marlon Humphrey. And even entertainment icon Quavo is part of the group, so you know it's fire. So visit legends.com and cop that hottest gear popping up all over the place, including on today's top athletes and in pro locker rooms everywhere. Use code GAME20, that's GAME20, and save 20% on your first order. That's legends.com, promo code GAME20.
This episode is brought to you by Onnit. You have goals to become stronger, healthier, and more mindful, and the best way to start is with you. And that's why you use Onnit's Alpha Brain. It's a dietary supplement that helps support cognitive functions like memory, mental speed, and focus. Available in capsules, powder, or a ready-to-drink shot, Alpha Brain comes in various forms, so you're always ready to achieve your flow state. And for something more premium, Onnit's Alpha Brain Black Label features a refined formula that supports attention span, learning, and long-term memory. It also helps you achieve a state of relaxed alertness that lets you zero in on tasks without feeling jittery. A little better every day with Onnit. Go to Onnit.com today and enter code Spotify to save cash and find your flow state.
All right. Welcome back to the show. Obviously, this is an emotional start to this show. I think that in a lot of ways, when someone does as well as Sha'Carri did in her appearance in the trials, it's natural to take ownership over the personality and take ownership over the person. So anytime you get caught into these type of situations, you're always going to have spirited conversations. So Plex, I know we got some callers, you know, the phone lines are burning down. Yes. Who we got, bro?
Hey, yes, I'm very curious to see what everybody has to say. So I'm sure you guys are too. So Dan in San Diego, what you got to say?
What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys, appreciate the discussion. What I would invite all three of you to do before you guys get into this discussion is verify if this is actually a U.S. rule or if it's a world anti-doping rule.
No, and U.S. anti-doping. I said that earlier, U.S. anti-doping agency. Independent.
Got it. But I understand that. But they may be following the world rules. That's all.
I believe it's the IOC, that. International Olympic Committee.
But Dan, your show. Go ahead.
go, but I mean, but you're about to say and pass a judgment on the show, which is fine, and you're well within your rights to have that opinion. But the rule is the rule. So the fact that we used the anti-doping, U.S. anti-doping are the ones who did the testing. What exactly do we need to do in terms of having opinion about the rule? It's still a rule. No matter what it is that they're doing, it's still a rule.
I got it. So is paying my taxes a rule, and it sucks. And so is driving 55, and it sucks at times.
Okay, that's
unfortunately,
fair.
Gentlemen, unfortunately, it is a rule. It's a horribly written rule, and there's terrible rules out there. We all know that. This is one of them. It's not fair. It's horrible. It ruins this woman's dream. She's got, 3 years, and hopefully enough stink and enough discussion will come up that they will lift it on the world level, that the IOC will go to the world and say this must not happen. That's all.
Okay, Dan, good call.
Appreciate it.
All right, Dan, thank you.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense.
Dan had a spirited answer / question, so we can go to the next caller. Derek in Kentucky, what you got to talk about?
What up, Derek?
What's going on, fellas?
All right.
Man, I'm with TJ. I don't do drugs. I barely drink and things like that, but this shouldn't even be
just
because
I have one, maybe two drinks. What? Now that makes me an alcoholic? Go ahead, man.
Nah,
I just watched
nah.
Five Heartbeats yesterday, matter of fact. Go ahead.
What I'm saying is I'm coming from a place where I don't mess with that stuff, but I think this should not even be a rule. We're at this point in 2021 where we've got 19 states that have it legal. It's less dangerous than alcohol. This should be adjusted, and this girl should be able to be allowed to compete the way.
You know what's crazy? She could have had a fifth of vodka and been okay, but you can't smoke.
Exactly. Yeah, and that is what makes this so.
But you do know if you have vehicular homicide while under the influence of weed, you're treated the same way as if you were intoxicated or drunk. You do know that. Y'all do know that, right? Driving while under the influence of weed is the same as being intoxicated. No, it is right.
That might be right, but I have yet to see a case where that's happened. Have you?
I've never. I'll say this, full disclosure, before we go to the next caller. I tested positive for weed in college, and I had to go through a series of psychiatric evaluations, a lot of sessions with a psychologist.
Right now, I'm rolling my eyes at that. That is so stupid.
Well, I mean, but it's the rule, and
it is the rule.
And I popped positive for it.
At the same time, it shouldn't be a rule, but at the same time, it is a rule, and I understand where she's coming from with wanting to apologize.
Right.
You apologize to the people that helped you and got you there. But it is a rule. I'm saying it shouldn't be.
All right. Right. Thanks, Derek.
Yeah, everybody's going to have a different opinion on this. So I want to go to a state that pretty much where everything is legal.
Okay.
Phil in Oregon. What you got to say?
Is this Phil Knight? Phil Knight calling in?
Hey,
what's
good morning.
Up, Phil? What's going on?
Good morning. How you doing, man?
good. Hey, I'd like to say, first off, all you guys are right, okay? I've been listening to you guys talking. You're all right. And here's the way I think that we should solve this problem, because what makes it unique, we're in an Olympic year. Miss Richards should run the 100 meters. She should be allowed. The rule should be changed immediately. But she did break the rule, knowingly. So once she comes back from Tokyo, she needs to give some community service. Maybe talk about, real dangerous drugs. Make some speeches to kids, do something like that. That's the way we solve this problem, move forward, and get her to run in the Olympics.
I wonder, is it even possible? I think it's a heck of a solution.
They could change it.
Is it even possible for the rules to be dictated to and used that way? I mean, or is it like, this is what the rule is, this is what the punishment is? I'm not aware of what that would be. Ryan, can anybody get a hold of is that feasible?
I think they could change the rules if they wanted to. But you know what I didn't bring up? Nobody's brought this up. Think about last month when Naomi Osaka, when she walked away from the French Open to focus on her mental health. Had Sha'Carri done the same thing, they would have been looking at her like, what is she doing? She has a chance to win the gold medal. What? But now she does this, and she still can't do it. Like, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah, this is the first time anything like this has happened. It's a groundbreaking incident, and I think some of the rules will change pertaining to this situation for Shikari. So, I do believe the laws will change. So, you know, let's go to the next caller, Brandon in Illinois.
What up, Illinois?
How we doing, guys?
All right, good. How are you, my man?
Not bad. I agree with all you, but like with what LeVar said, I mean, it's a rule. Rules aren't meant to be broken necessarily, and if you break the rule,
they actually are, but they're not supposed to be.
That's how things change.
Right.
But go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I mean, I think they need to pull what baseball did, basically, and make a rule change not like baseball and do it for the worst, but do it for the better, because this is not fair to her and all of her hard work. And, like, it's not, like we all said, it's not performing-enhancing drug. It's, like LeVar said, it's medicinal. She's using it for, you know, the medicine purpose of it, to heal whatever's broken within her. Mm. So with that being said, like, there's just no point into her being suspended, because, you know, the NBA's lessened it. And if I remember correctly, the NFL is lessened it to some degree.
Yeah, the NBA doesn't test for marijuana at all anymore.
Yeah. Mm. So, I mean, I don't understand why, you know, the Olympics has to. I mean, Michael Phelps did it.
Well, I'll tell you what. We appreciate the call, Brandon. We got a ton of callers. The phone lines are melting down. I mean, they are melted. This is just one of those type of topics, and it is what it is. But let's go to David Gascon and trending before we get back to these callers. Dave, what you got, bro?
Hey, you know, the other thing that TJ mentioned with her life changing in 4 or 5 years, what happens if she wants to start a family? Mm. Like, what if life gets in the way?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Life does get – I mean, look at Felix, right?
They better write this wrong,
Dave. That's a conversation in itself, too.
Yeah.
They better write this wrong immediately.
Oh, no doubt about it, man. It's she's dominant in what she does for us, man.
You know what I mean?
Oh, unbelievable. Guys, on the pitch right now, you got Denmark and the Czech Republic.
Might have a counter here. Brilliant ball in, and it is a second goal for Denmark. And Kasper Dolberg is on the score sheet once more. Denmark take a 2-0 lead against the Czech Republic before halftime.
It was 2-0. Then after the break, Patrick Schick for the Czech Republic scored in the 49th minute to make this a one-goal affair. Then the 75th minute.
David, who?
Schick.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
I stuck that ahead. K.
Hey, he beat
me. I was Simone Biles right there. I stuck the K.
What's his position? What's his position?
He's a midfielder.
Oh, okay. All right. He out there doing his thing. All right. Okay. All right.
Guys, one score game right now in the 75th minute, 2-1 Denmark with the advantage of that one. Major League Baseball, one game that's in progress right now. You get the Yankees and the Mets. There's no score just yet. Aaron Boone did say that Clint Frazier has vertigo. He's going to undergo more testing next week. Third round action at Wimbledon for the men. Roger Federer won his matchup today in 4 sets. Guys, back to you.
Nice.
All right. Nice. All right. Well, I mean, I know we got John in Nebraska before we go to the rest of them. I know that, Plex. So, I mean, I'm going to bring in John. You take the rest of them, I'd assume. But, John, you're in Nebraska. I'm interested to hear a Cornhusker's opinion on this.
John left us. John
did
left
he leave us?
Yeah, somebody called. Yeah, somebody called. He had to take a call.
Oh, I wanted to hear Cornhusker's opinion on it. Who you got next, Plex?
The phone lines today are literally smoking.
They're smoking.
So they're smoking. Okay. So let's go to Derek in Indiana.
Okay, Derek, what up, D?
Plex, I don't want to know what the phone lines are smoking, you know, considering what we're talking about.
Because they might come up positive.
That's what I'm talking about. They're smoking right now.
They might get bad for being able to take calls for the show.
Hey, Derek, you're the only one that caught that, apparently.
That is crazy.
I don't want it to get suspended, man. I got two quick things. One, while I feel like she should be able to run, I think that's the majority everyone thinks, you can't open up that can of worms for this Olympics. You know, I think if you change the rule right this second, you know, I think it just, like, causes way more headache than what it's worth. But I have a solution that I haven't heard talked about. And so let's say whoever wins the 100-meter, like, what's to stop some big TV production or pay-per-view to set up a 1v1 100-meter dash between her and the other girl? That might give her some closure. You know, you won't have the gold medal to show for it. but at least he can. Everyone would know that who the fastest in the world is.
Nah, you think the here's the proper solution, bro. You want to know the proper solution?
Yeah.
Put ankle weights on her, and now she's got to run 100 with ankle weights so that it's been made even because the weed made her faster. You know, it's like the Red Bull commercial. It gave me wings. You know what I mean? So it's
right,
like,
yeah.
Just put some ankle weights on her, and if she can win with ankle weights, then all is forgiven, right?
Hey, if people are paying to watch Jake Paul and whoever box, like, I would watch this girl and whoever wins the gold medal race in 100 meters. That's all I'm saying.
That would maybe be bad.
I should. Hey,
that would be
strike ankle
if they
weights
do
back.
That. They would regret it.
Hey, TJ Plex, when I said ankle weights in my mind, I got a horrible, like, vision in my, like, a picture. I totally a weight vest. Let's go weighted vest. Nothing around ankles and wrists. All right, I don't want to go down that road. You know what I mean? Let's go chest. All right, let's go weight vest.
Hey, I read a quote by Seth Rogen. He came out and said, if we made you fast, he'd be Flo-Jo.
Flo-Jo, yeah. He's smoking that much.
Crying, laughing. Hey, let's go to my home state. Hank, what's up in Virginia?
What's up, Hank?
Man, I'm so glad to be on today, guys, because this is a topic that goes maybe even further into life. When LeVar said rules are rules, this is the kind of thing that keeps people on probation. You get what I mean? In other words, I failed a pot test because maybe my mom passed. Well, you know, this lady deserves to be in the Olympic Games. She won. She certainly didn't do any performance-enhancing drugs. And when three middle-aged white males call in and tell you, let this woman run, let's get it done. Let's find a way. She deserves to be in the Olympics.
So you got voice identifications down so well that you knew that everybody that called into this show what their racial background is.
No, but you could just tell.
Coogala, moogala.
That's tough.
That's a tough one right there. Okay, appreciate it, Hank. Hank, we need to hire Hank for some special ops situations.
Man, Hank comes on the show every Saturday, man, and drop jewels for us, man.
Shouts out.
Hey, we're going to take a last caller, JP in Florida.
JP.
Yes, sir. My pleasure to be on the show, and I've been listening for a while, and I do respect all three of you guys' career and your inspiration. My take on it is it's a outdated rule, and I think my position on this is that, you know, the people that made the rules need to come with the times, and that racial stigma that follows the community that partakes in it. I do. I'm a minority, so I partake in it as well. But it doesn't make me jump higher or run faster. I mean, it can make me feel, you know, after maybe a good run, you know, relaxing. But it's not going to help me. And I think Sha'Carri should. I don't know if somebody can, sign a petition. I'll be the first one to sign it. She should be able to run. I mean, a rule is a rule. That's fine. But, you know, we have to understand that, you know, times are changing. People are changing, and they're more acceptable about things that are not going to hinder a person's career. And just like you guys spoke earlier, you know, in 4 years, a lot could change. In 4 years, you know, she might not have that drive to represent the United States and do what she loves to do for our country. And we're holding her back because of something that is outdated. And I don't believe that she should have been suspended. I don't believe that, you know, and the gentleman.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself,
Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Before my call, said that you know what? What did he say? He said,
"You just said what he said." I mean, you got to remember what he said
I was enjoying the call, but he said that you know a lot of things have changed in a while. But yeah, no, definitely. My point is that it's an outdated rule, and you know. They should allow, you know, just in the NFL, they're not testing for it. In the NBA, they're not testing for it. You know,
they're
these
still
are
testing for
athletes.
It in the league. Yeah, they are. They're still testing for it in the NFL. Right.
In the NFL
they haven't done away with that. Maybe the NBA, I believe you're talking, or the MLB, but they're still testing for it in the NFL. Thanks, JP. We appreciate that call.
Hey, LaVar, what you got to say about that outdated rule? What you say about that?
Well, the point is whether the rule is outdated or not, it's still the rule. You know what I mean? There are people that are locked up in jail. They sitting down for life off of some weed. So if you're asking me, and
you can't be on both sides of the fence, man.
I'm not on both sides of the fence. You are, man. I'm really not. On, if you're hearing where I'm coming from, you're understanding. What I'm saying is make sure that you don't put yourself on the other side of the fence, literally, right? Because the idea of it is whether we like it or not, whether it's outdated or in date, it is the rule. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to live on both sides of the fence, and I ain't trying to come visit nobody on the other side of the goddamn fence. That's all I'm saying. You listening to Up On Game. I'm LaVar Arrington. That's TJ Hushmanzada. That's Plexico Burris. This was a great conversation. I'm sure there will be other ones on this, but we're moving on. Next up on the list, fellas, we got a lot of things to talk about, a lot of things to discuss. The NBA playoffs are hitting a feverish pitch. We'll talk about who is going to play the Suns? And well,
hey, LaVar, this is crazy. This is still on Sha'Carri. I hate to cut you off, but I was just reading some.
Okay.
There was a distance runner, and I don't know if people are aware of this. She ran a 1,500 meters. She tested positive for a steroid. She said she ate a burrito. They started making this up, so she got banned. Long story short, she did an appeal. They're going to allow her to run now, and this was steroids. They better do something about this.
Okay, so make sure you appeal it. That's a disgruntled TJ Hushmanzada. This is a happy, happy, fun day of Up On Game. And, yeah, we'll talk NBA playoffs on the other side of this break. And we got a lot of other topics. 9 NFL players returning from injury. Who do you want to see most? Up On Game. We're going to take a quick breather, and we'll be right back.
Would you go to weed college?
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This episode is brought to you by Dexcom. Don't let diabetes get in your way. With Dexcom, you'll spend more time feeling good because you'll spend more time in range. And don't you want to feel better more often? Of course you do. Listen, it's not all about A1Cs anymore. Time spent in range is the time spent with glucose levels in a healthy range. Dexcom is a small, discreet wearable device that continuously monitors your levels and sends glucose readings to your phone every 5 minutes. There are even arrows on the app that show you where you're heading and how fast, so you can make adjustments. The best part about wearing a Dexcom G6 device is just that. You're wearing it. No more finger sticking or scanning, which makes it much easier to keep your glucose in range for longer. The more time you spend in range, the better you feel. So don't wait. Learn more about the Dexcom G6 device at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council. What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
All right. Welcome
nice
back to Up On
again.
Game. what an amazing back to the show song bit. Iowa Sound, very creative. Clearly,
Lil Styles P.
You know, this is some funny junk. I mean, to me, it was, at least. I posted it on my social. I just figured out yesterday, and I know this sounds crazy. I just figured out yesterday, literally, that Rick James was singing about weed when he was talking about Mary Jane. Like,
you ain't just figured that out, did you?
I did, and I'm going to tell you why.
Oh, somebody
right?
Please help me.
Man, when you posted that, I thought you were joking, bro. There's no way.
I know. All right, so can I explain to y'all why?
Sure.
So when I was growing up, you got to think, like, for one, I was a preacher's kid and a missionary. My mom was a missionary. My dad was an ordained minister. So first off, if you heard certain songs, you weren't really allowed to do it. You had to sneak, whatever, da-da-da, this, that. I had tapes thrown out the window when I said pop it in. And even if it was a edited version, radio version, still get thrown out the window. So I kind of, in a lot of ways, was sheltered for a long time. But once I got to the point of where the streets got a hold of me and I started figuring out stuff and this and that, it became about girls to me. So you think about, like, you think about the woman that he was in love with. I believe they had a child together. What was her name? Y'all know her name? It's Tina Marie.
Yes,
Tina Marie.
Yeah.
It's two names. It's two names. So what if Rick James decided that he wanted to make weed about Tina Marie? And then all of a sudden, everybody who's talking about weed is calling it Tina Marie. So to me, my whole thing was, I thought that it was a chick. He was singing about a chick that he really, really dug, that he wanted to share with his friends, and everybody's better if they get a little bit of a Mary Jane. I really thought it was a white girl, because, you know, you know, Rick James was into two named white girls. Like, I just what it was. So I never put it together that it was weed. I just thought that it was something that people used as a device. Like, you changed the meaning of it. I always thought it was a changed meaning of what, you know, what weed was. You know, people changed it, like, made it pot. They made it grass. I mean, why call it grass? It's not grass, right?
Where I came from, they call it reefer.
They call it reefer. I don't even know where reefer came from and what is reefer. Some people call it dope. Like, I don't know. But I always thought it was a white girl. I don't really know why, but that's just how it happened.
Well,
and
you know what?
I don't know. I felt bad.
Better late than never.
Better late than never. You know what I mean?
He was in love with Mary Jane.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
He's not the only one. Wow. Hey, I can't believe this.
Hey, listen.
I can't believe this.
If you guys have missed anything that's going on this crazy-ass show right now, make sure you go to our podcast, subscribe,
download.
And
LeVar is really serious, y'all. He did not know this.
I'm being dead serious. I promise you I didn't. I have sat in many of sessions where this song was playing, just never put it together. Conference Finals, Game 5. All right? It went to the Milwaukee Bucks. The Milwaukee Bucks lead 3-2. Can they end the series? Will they not end the series? We're going to talk about that all and more and a whole bunch of other things here on Up On Game. We'll be right back, Fox Sports Radio. You dig?
The story of the rose is a story of love. Whether it's a date night with your sweetheart, a Galentine's Day with friends, or showing yourself a little extra love, use code CRUSH15 at FTD.com through February 14th and save 15% on florist-crafted bouquets, plants, and specialty gifts. See website for details. FTD. Give it meaning.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.